Hello, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker on the line. Hey, Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Now, I know we want to get to all the things with the commission that you're doing for Thursday, but before we do that, I know in your heart you are the emergency manager because that was your longtime responsibility as Director of Public Safety. It is hurricane season, and I definitely wanted to give you a chance to address people who may not be thinking about it, you know, may not know how much they should care, might be new to town, or might have taken it for granted that every year, come on, man. So what do you want to say to them?
Yeah, I would just say don't let your guard down. You know, they're predicting a higher than average hurricane season, but I always tell people it doesn't matter what the predictions. If we have one hurricane hit here, it's a bad year, and if we don't, it's a good year. So, you know, just take a chance and be prepared, especially if you're new to the area. You know, you can expect power outage. You can expect just a disruption of services, debris everywhere. It's just something that if you haven't been through it before, just no words can explain it. But it is a disruption of services. And, you know, we're prepared at Santa Rosa County to try to get those back up and running as soon as possible. But it really depends on our community being prepared.
Right. And, you know, one thing that came out of
the time to be prepared.
It absolutely. And 7 days. 7 days is what you want to prepare for, not 3 days anymore. You know, it occurs to me, like, it's a little big of a task maybe for the county. But when people move here, you know, a lot of times local municipalities will do, like, welcome bags and say hi bags and, you know, that kind of stuff. It seems to me like people who move here, it might be valuable to somehow get a hold of them and just make sure they're aware of, you live in a hurricane zone now, you know, and especially you do such a good push in May and June, maybe a bit of a reminder or something in August or September, or for people who come in between, you know. Anyway, just I know you guys think about that stuff all the time, and maybe you already do something like that, but that just kind of occurs to me this morning. Let's talk for just a second. I wanted to ask you a question about the WANAs thing. The only question that I still had on my mind was that, did you do any kind of a survey of other business arrangements with other groups in terms of whether that 5% is really the norm? Are there any that are higher? I just don't know the answer. It had been my understanding that 5% was kind of the norm, but you tell me.
Yeah, that is the norm. However, I mean, we do have, one business in the area of WANAs there that is at 3% and actually has a 99-year lease.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, there is some differences out on there, but they're fairly close to that 5% range. And, you know, when a previous board did an agreement with WANAs, you know, it expires in 11 years, and basically they were asking for it to be extended to a 30-year, so basically it would, you know, it expired December of 2055 now. And we did land with, at the end of a long, robust discussion, we ended just extending it at the current term. At least that's what will be presented to the board on Thursday, and the chairman did a kind of a poll of the board to assure they were committed to that moving into the consent agenda. So hopefully those 200-plus or so people wouldn't have to make the voyage up to Milton to re-express their support of WANAs.
Agreed. I'm glad for that landing spot. That's interesting that there's a business that actually has a 3% on a 99-year lease, which is, you know, a much sweeter deal. You know, maybe WANAs should have a lower rent. Anyway, that's a conversation maybe for a different time and now kind of moot. I did want to ask you just a quick thing. The big, tallest flag in Florida project that James Calkins had come up with, that had run into, look like, some pretty hefty cost headwinds. Has any work been done on that project since we've had these conversations?
No, we have not done any more action on that. The TDC did not add that to their agenda for the meeting, and so that one's, we're pretty much not any action going on that.
Okay, and I did watch that TDC, and you're right. I forgot that you forget the things that are missing, and the fact that it wasn't there should have told me something. So I appreciate that. Sam Parker apparently wants to have a meeting to talk about eliminating the business license or the business tax in Santa Rosa County. And my understanding is these taxes are not much, but they're all over the place, inconsistent, and a kind of a nuisance value, and maybe just getting rid of them. Is that right? Is that what he's talking about doing?
Yeah, that's pretty much the consensus of it, that, you know, they do range up to a potential $1,800 with our ordinance that was adopted, you know, decades ago. So I think at minimal, we're going to refresh the ordinance, but the desire is that we would eliminate them. We generate about $140,000 a year from those, and then, of course, that's the property appraiser and the tax collector had some concerns because that is the avenue of the property appraiser being able to ensure the intangible taxes are met on these businesses as is required.
Okay. So there's more of a conversation to be had. And I guess before that meeting, the question I would have if I were a commissioner, and I'm just a radio host, but the question I would have is, what's the total cost of operating any offices in the county that are related to business compliance, regulation, oversight, kind of like the business slice of code enforcement, if you want to think about it that way? And, you know, I'm assuming that those offices cost, those activities by the county cost a lot more than $140,000. And, you know, what would be the sort of share value of that or something to give, I don't know, just a perspective on how that 140 compares with the actual cost of regulating businesses in the county? You know what I'm asking about?
Yeah, that's good talking point, Andrew. And we did discuss that with both the tax collector and the property appraiser. And of course, the tax collector has a position that does that, not a full time position, because it is a fairly automated process to renew your license. But they do have to have some oversight of that. And then if we were to eliminate it, the property appraiser would need a position because then, you know, the challenge of reaching out to assure that every business is reporting their intangible taxes. We have a method now because we have a fee associated with something that you have to run your business.
Got it.
To get that license. So then that information is passed to the property appraiser and he has means for it. If we eliminate it, then that's going to be a challenge that we have to work through. And that's what the board tasked us with, is kind of working with the tax collector and the property appraiser prior to the July 25th public hearing so that we can have a better discussion on it.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. If you eliminate the vehicle on which some of these other necessary things operate, then how are you going to solve for those things? And, you know, the shape of the business tax itself might be a little bit weird. Maybe fixing that as opposed to eliminating it might make more sense. No, that'll be a good conversation. Back to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. I think one of the other things y'all are working on is getting Navarre Beach re-nourished, which is always super cheap, right? It's a couple hundred bucks, right? That's all it takes?
Yeah, just a few hundred and then another $11.4 million on top of that, and be good to go. But, you know, we did get the award from FEMA and then the FDEP matches that. Of course, we do put some TDC dollars aside in a fund to kind of continue to grow that, because we know that the beach sperm renourishment is a never-ending renourishment project, right?
Right.
I would like to highlight, though, there's going to be one thing that's different. FEMA will not allow us to put anything in front of the Navarre Beach Park area, which is the old state park. So if you come in on Gulf Boulevard, basically anything to the left. So it will look weird, but they will not grant us permission to re-nourish that because it's in the zone that they will not allow that. So
okay.
I just wanted to highlight everybody so, you know, they don't go, what are those idiots doing? You know,
do people ever have that reaction to county operations, Brad?
Yeah, I've heard that before. Heard that a couple times in the recent past. But, you know, I just want to highlight that everybody, we attempted to do that. We actually attempted to extend the berm into the Gulf Islands National Seashore. And they are, we kind of opened the door to those discussions. And I think we'll land there just in a future project, because anybody knows Navarre Beach, what happens is as you get to the Gulf Islands National Seashore, the berm starts washing away as the water comes up, mm-hmm. and it starts eroding in front of some of those houses and the actual end of Gulf Boulevard. So I think that'll be something that we can make progress on in the future. But for now, it'll go from basically, you know, there by the pier all the way to the Gulf Islands National Seashore.
Very
and we'll
good.
Do that in the winter. in the winter months.
Of course, of course. And again, just in case people didn't catch it, it's about an $11.5, almost $12 million project. About half comes from the county, about a fourth comes from the state and DEP, and about a fourth comes from the federal government. So we do about half here locally. So, you know, it's expensive, but, you know, having a beach costs money. Let's see. Oh, just a quick thing. The meeting on Thursday is back at Tiger Point or back up in Milton?
It's in Milton.
It is back in Milton.
We'll do anytime the quarterly meeting, we do the Monday committee side down in Tiger Point and then the other up here. So.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that you know, go into other places to give the people who live in those areas quicker access if, you know, like, for example, the folks from Juana's, you know, want to come up to participate in the meeting. Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, thank you so much for the time and for keeping us informed, sir, and for keeping the county running. I know it's a very, very challenging job. You're doing a great job at it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
You bet.